Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we focus on the island's blossoming film industry. To guide us through that exploration, I'm joined by Vashon Film Institute founder Mark Sayre and VFI Director of Strategy and Development Rich Hazard. Welcome to you both. And am I exaggerating when I call your enterprise part of the island's film industry?
Nobody on Vashon exaggerates. Thank you for having us, though.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Welcome. So what is the island's film industry?
Rich, you want to start?
Wow. Well, it's cinephiles who live on the island and come from off island to go to the theater and experience our film festival and other programming that we do. There's a number of filmmakers of all kinds of disciplines who live on the island and are part of the island. We have the Vashon Film Institute as a five-year-old nonprofit that has a film festival that's part of this equation. A Quartermaster Lab, which is basically an incubator to support existing filmmakers, and we're evolving some pretty cool youth programming. And then we have VFI Presents, which are non-festival screenings that we do at the theater and kind of community events. So that's kind of the overview of our organization. So,
and VFI Presents is also expanding into sales and distribution as well.
Oh, of locally, regionally made films or any films?
Projects that are incubated in the Quartermaster Lab, as Rich articulated, but also films that, whether they're local or not, isn't mandatory necessarily, though we certainly want to examine and evaluate as much local product as possible, but also independent films that might not otherwise secure distribution but definitely deserve a home.
So if you were to, in one sentence, describe the overall mission of the Vashon Film Institute, how would you do that?
To celebrate and support independent filmmaking in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, you've said that before, I can tell.
A couple of times. It's on our website.
It's in writing.
So how are you associated with the Vashon Theater?
Well, you know, obviously the festival is hosted at the Vashon Island, you know, at the Vashon Theater, but also, you know, we're doing monthly programming there. We have at least three screenings a month. The first Tuesdays are Independent Spotlight, which showcases, you know, a new or relevant independent film that might not otherwise be programmed at the theater. Every second Friday, we have a horror film. We call it Freaky Fridays. And every third Sunday, we have Seminole Sundays, which is usually a classic, a lost, or a seminal film that you might already be familiar with but would like to see again, especially on the big screen.
What kind of response are you getting to these special screenings?
A very positive response. And I think in general, the community's really excited to have these as screening options in addition to the programming fair you would be used to having at the Vashon Theater.
How are you, or at all are you, working toward maintaining the health of our Vashon Theater?
So that's, you know, probably one of the, I would say, core important things that we're working on actively right now at the Vashon Film Institute, which is finding ways to help the theater, both in terms of programming and infrastructure to institute, it's a favorite word we have at the Vashon Film Institute, as much of a sustainable model as possible, given the fact that it is a single screen theater on a small island of only 11,000 residents. You know, it's a tough cookie to crack sometimes, but there are things that we can do and that we are doing that I think will continue to help engender a more sustainable model. And one of the things, I guess we'll break the news right here, is that we have just partnered with the Wolcotts and the Vashon Theater on the back lot to get that as operational as it possibly can be and to take full advantage of that space. So while we're hopeful we might be able to do a handful of things there in the short term, we're really planning to have it fully operational starting the 2026 season.
Well, What does fully operational mean?
That means having, you know, in addition to the things that we have already done there empirically, like our night markets or the variety of different single events that the theater has hosted there, that we have more routine outdoor programming, which is going to be everything from live music to outdoor film screenings to kids being able to play video games on the giant LED screen to karaoke or youth watching a Seahawks game or the Sounders, youth theater. You name it, we've probably thought about it. If we haven't thought about it, please email us about it because we want to think about it. And, you know, the full programming is TBD, but we are actively working with the theater to build out what that schedule and programming will look like.
Okay, so more immediately, I think that brings us to the Vashon Island Film Festival, which is coming up August 7th, correct?
Coming up quick.
Yeah, so how, this is your fourth festival, right?
Fourth festival. Hard to believe, but it is.
Right, yeah. So how many films are you bringing? How long does this festival last? And how do you curate those films?
I think we have 9 narrative features, 3 documentary features, and then 15 short films, which are split into 3 separate short film blocks, 5 narrative shorts, 5 documentary shorts, and 5 animated shorts. Of the narrative features, only 6 are in competition, and then all 3 of the documentary features are in competition, and all of the 15 shorts that I have mentioned are in competition. But we also have a local shorts program called Shortcuts, which is being presented out of the formal shorts competition, but in its own competition. And the local short that wins Mickey's Chair, as it's sponsored by Come On Barber, which
Tara Morgan is the writer of.
The award is called Mickey's Chair in honor of her late father, who was also a barber.
Oh, that's another story.
Yeah, it is another story. And so, you should have Tara on to tell it.
Yeah, really.
She's a good storyteller, too. So the festival is August 7th through the 10th this year, and it's scheduled for the second weekend of August each year. That's the plan.
That Thursday through Sunday. Right. Yeah, it's always 4 days.
So how has it evolved? It didn't start out as 3 days and all these films, which I'm amazed that you were be able to rattle off from memory, Mark.
Yeah.
It didn't start out that way. How did it evolve? How did it get here?
Well, you know, the Film Institute and the Film Festival were really devised during COVID because, you know, Eileen and I have been friendly for a long time, and we had been chatting and knew that the theater coming out of the pandemic was going to have a really hard time keeping its doors open. So we wanted to be able to offer, you know, another event that would draw people back to the theater in person. And so we felt that a film festival that was built out over at least a handful of days was a good way to do that and to really focus on programming that we don't normally get to have at the theater. So the first film festival was a great success in its own right, and I think we've been able to grow it a little bit each year and refine the way our programming works, you know, our marketing, the attendance, obviously, the amount of people that are coming. And I think, in my personal opinion, this will be kind of the last year where it feels super homegrown. And I think that we're moving into a territory now that we're getting more people engaged at the Film Institute, like Rich, a variety of volunteers, you know, that have more experience doing this now, that you will see it kind of firing at maximum efficiency coming next year.
And I would add to that, Mark has been incredibly skilled at taking curating the films, but taking really good care of the filmmakers who we bring in, and they love it. So Vashon in August is glistening, and they're staying in, you know, nice places on the island and able to absorb a kind of a small town feel. So the filmmakers love it, and I think there's a lot there to build on.
So are we going to be able to meet some of these filmmakers? Are they going to be involved in the festival?
Oh, yeah.
Other than here, you know.
Yeah, we have a handful of the filmmakers that are flying out like we do every year. They'll have Q&As after their screenings. We'll have people moderating them, and they'll be around town and experiencing Vashon. And that's really the most beautiful part of the festival. And when I say I think this is the last year that it feels homegrown, I don't mean that it's going to lose its small town feel or feel like Vashon. I simply mean that in the way it's executed, you know, at the Vashon Theater and the sort of scope and size of, you know, our staff and our footprint there will probably feel more reminiscent of a more professional festival as we continue to refine what we're doing. But the core, you know, the core quintessential, you know, ethos of the festival, I don't think will ever change. And that is, it isn't corporate in the way that, you know, Sundance or South by Southwest is. It is always going to be Vashon and small town. And the point of the festival is really for it to feel like more of a vacation at the end of a festival season for all of these filmmakers and to celebrate what they've done and the success that they've had, and to do it with the best backdrop ever, which is the island Vashon and our island. Community.
So Vashon is not going to go Hollywood.
Correct.
We're not going to have movie stars draping themselves
Nobody would stand for that. Nobody would stand for it.
Nobody would stand for that.
So how do you curate these films? How do you find them? How do you choose them?
To date, we've really focused, you know, for the core competitions on curating films that were the major award winners, whether it's Grand Jury Prize or an audience award at the big festivals. So we're looking and drawing, you know, films that premiered at Cannes or Berlin or Sundance or South by Southwest or Tribeca or Toronto or Venice. And that's what you're seeing mostly in competition at this festival.
Are they mostly indie films or any studio films?
They're almost all independent films, yeah. And will continue to be that way for the foreseeable future.
Rich, how have you been involved in this process?
Well, I met Mark 20 years ago. And
took that long to get to the film festival.
Took that long to get here. And I was on the island for a lot of years. I moved off for five, and I moved back a few years ago. And a year and a half ago, I started talking to Mark and listening to his vision of what he thought VFI could evolve into. And I have done a lot of organizational development and strategic planning and program development. And so he hired me last July 1st to develop a strategic plan, a viable kind of 3 to 5 year vision about how we want to grow sustainably, and have, you know, worked with the board of directors to establish a plan and a roadmap that's going to allow us to be financially self-sufficient within 3 years. We have some high-level goals of kind of tripling attendance at this year's film festival. And
that's pretty remarkable. How are you going to do that?
We're wanting to just give tickets away. Bring a friend. We've got a lot of two-for-one tickets. Bring a friend. Come to the festival. Experience film together.
Do I have to buy a pass?
You can buy a pass, and you can buy individual tickets to individual films.
So where do I get the pass?
VashonIslandFilmFestival.com.
Yeah, and the full access pass is $50, $49.
I think it's $69 for the full access pass. It was $50 or $49.99 during the early bird.
$49.99. Oh, we got the early bird thing.
$49.99.
That's right. One of the tough things, and this is, you know, it's good that we're talking about this because this is something we preach all the time and are trying to raise the literacy on the island for, is we have a habit on the island, because most of the shows do not sell out, that we don't buy things in advance. Uh-huh. And it, for, you know, both the Institute and the theater and the film festival, it's extraordinarily helpful for us to prepare, to know at least in a ballpark what kind of audience we're bringing in, and you know, what we should have ready in order to accommodate that. So I would encourage people to buy online as much as possible, whether it's for the film festival or simply a screening up at the theater. It's extraordinarily helpful for both us and the Vashon Theater.
And we are about out of time. I've been talking with Mark Sayre and Rich Hazard from the Vashon Film Institute and the founders and perpetrators of the Vashon Island Film Festival, which happens August 7th to the 9th.
10th.
10th. Here at the Vashon Theater. And in the last 30 seconds, tell me what you are most excited about for this film festival.
Rich?
The local programming. We're being really intentional about working with young people in community telling stories, and there are going to be a handful of films that are reflecting the power of that, the impact of that, and the fun of that, and want to show that as a proof of concept to the island about getting kids more involved in storytelling.
And I would also add that I'm looking very forward for a new batch of filmmakers to discover how incredible Vashon is.
Thank you both so much for your time. And Rich, I'm going to invite you to come back and talk about kids making films.
I'd love that.
Okay, later.
It's great.
Thank you for being here, and thank you, dear listeners, for joining me here on a Vashon Minute. Stay tuned to the Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.